This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump says his administration is ready to handle whatever level of outbreak of the coronavirus occurs in the United States. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the president is confident the country is ready for whatever comes.
Standing in the White House briefing room next to health authorities, the president said there's no reason for panic.
We're very, very ready for this, for anything.
Whether the threat gets worse or eases, as he predicts it will. But the CDC's Ann Schuchat warns the nation must get ready for a potential outbreak.
And this is a good time to prepare.
Not long after the news conference ended, the CDC confirmed a new virus case in California in a person without any known exposure to it through travel or a patient. That could be a sign the virus is spreading in a U.S. community for the first time. All the 60 other cases in America had either traveled from abroad or been in close contact with someone who had. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A gunman in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, killed five people before killing himself Wednesday at the Molson Coors Brewery. Police identify the shooter as a 51-year-old male, but have withheld his name and the names of his victims until their families are notified. Tom Barrett is the mayor of Milwaukee.
Six families, are grieving and will be grieving because of this horrific act of this individual.
Before Wednesday's shooting, there had been three mass killings nationwide this year with 12 total victims. All have been shootings. A mixed day on Wall Street as jitters about the coronavirus spread made investors nervous. The Dow lost 0.46%. The S&P fell by 0.38%, but the NASDAQ gained 0.17%. This is VOA News. 65 years after 14-year-old Emmett Till was lynched in Mississippi, the House of Representatives has approved a bill designating lynching as a hate crime under federal law. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The chair of the Congressional Black Caucus, Karen Bass, says make no mistake about it, lynching is terrorism.
Lynchings were advertised in newspapers as recreational events that families would attend. They would have picnics while they watched brutal murders take place.
This bill was introduced by Illinois Democrat Bobby Rush, who says the country is still being confronted with the same violent racism and hatred that took the life of Emmett Till and others.
The white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, or the racially motivated mass shooting in El Paso, Texas.
Rush says the bill will belatedly achieve justice for Till and more than 4,000 other lynching victims. Ed Donahue, Washington.
At least 20 people were killed in India's capital during violent clashes between Hindu and Muslim groups Wednesday. As Soraya Ali reports, the fighting came over a new citizenship law.
New Delhi police used tear gas and smoke grenades to disperse stone-throwing crowds. Hospital officials told Reuters they had treated over 200 people since the fighting first intensified on Monday, many suffering severe injuries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi broke his silence on the matter on Wednesday, appealing for peace between Hindus and Muslims. The law, announced by Modi's nationalist government, makes it easier for non-Muslims from neighboring countries to gain Indian citizenship. It has reignited long-standing tensions between the country's Hindu and minority Muslim groups.
That is Soraya Ali of Reuters. A bombing in the Afghan capital Kabul Wednesday injured at least 9 civilians, the first significant incident of violence during a week-long reduced fighting period agreed to by U.S.-backed Afghan security forces and Taliban insurgents. The Taliban swiftly denied its involvement, saying the blast seems to be the malicious work of intelligence networks trying to create distrust. The 7-day reduction in violence pact took effect last Saturday. It is set to culminate on the signing of a peace agreement between the United States and the Taliban, scheduled for February 29th in Doha. And 5-time major tennis tournament winner Maria Sharapova announced her retirement Wednesday at the age of 32. A Wimbledon champion at 17, Sharapova has been dealing with several injuries in recent years and played only 2 matches this season, both of them losses. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.